you're doing. Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we are. All right, we're back on this Thursday evening, thanks to the Lord. We give him all the thanks, at least I do. And we are here on rvnlive.com. Spread the word. We are growing, and we are going places. So hopefully we'll be able to someday say we're in the number two or three or four category, just slightly behind maybe the Rush Limbaugh Excellence in Babelcasting Network. We're getting there, though. We are. Tonight, we're waiting to hear from the man who wrote the book on economics, Federal Reserve, the Illuminati, if you will, while others were still in their mother's twinkling eyes. A man who lived through the Depression, and I think he did, didn't he? Yeah, he did. And he lived through the war, of course. Well, he was born that time, and the war came along, World War II. And since then, of course, he's had a lifetime of knowledge and personal knowledge, not just somebody who read books. So that's why he authored many books. And that's Eustace Mullins. Eustace Mullins is always very popular on this program, or in any program, where he appears. Sometimes he's very unpopular, obviously, with certain people. So, popular or unpopular, we like chitty-chattying with Eustace Mullins. And what better time to talk to Eustace than right now, when we've had this revolving door again, change of seats in the Federal Reserve, that wonderful institution that is notably, according even to the media pundits, most powerful post in the world. Now, they say the second most powerful to the president. Well, of course, we know it's just the other way around. In fact, Bush has very little power compared to the Federal Reserve. And if you want to go back in history and look at the artificially created recessions and depressions and look at presidents who were victimized by them and helped by them, well, we can do that too. But that tells you the power that this institution, this engine of inflation and devaluation, has over the American public. It is probably the most powerful institution that we can think of. So, we're waiting to hear if Eustace will be allowed to come on the program. We have a difficult time getting a hold of him, but he knows the number, and he knows he's going to be calling in if he doesn't hear from us. All right. Anyway, our number, of course, is 800-313-9443, as ever and always. And I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm of what is to come. And if you go to a browser, and you just go back to a search engine, and you type in Eustace Mullins' name, Eustace E-U-S, what is it, S-T-A-C-E, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S, you'll see a whole myriad of sites come up with his name and his works. We'll be back to talk about them with him, hopefully, in just a few moments.
Thank you. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Yes, indeed, we are back, and we do have Eustace Mullins. Hello, Eustace. How are you, Eustace? Are you there, Eustace?
Oh, I'm right here.
All right, we got you. We finally got you to call us, huh?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well, you gave me the number.
Well, thank God. Thank God for that, because, you know, it's very difficult to get through the Mossad to get a hold of you.
Oh, everybody complains about it, but
we got to do something about it. We got to get the phone company to straighten this out for you.
Well, I got after the phone company, and I notified the FBI counterterrorism division, but of course they never responded.
Well, no wonder. No wonder you haven't had any luck. Boy, that's like going right to the Mossad itself, huh?
Well, it is.
Almost.
Actually, the FBI works for Mossad.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying, yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Anyway, it's good to have you back, Eustace, because you've been a mainstay of this program and many others, by the way, over the years. And we thank God for the fact that we've had you now for a while, and you have been such a wealth of knowledge and such
I'm still on top of everything. Everything
I know.
That's going on, I know all about it.
I know that. I'm very much aware of that. You, you are... a wealth of encyclopedia knowledge. And
it's amazing. I still have it all on the tip of my tongue. I don't have to pause laws and worry about a name or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it.
The name Ezra Pound comes to mind. And for those new listeners who don't know about this great individual who foreshadowed you, tell us a little bit about this great American, Ezra Pound.
Well, he was a dominant literary personality of the entire 20th century, mm-hmm. not only in the United States, but in Europe also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've only had three writers in the United States. We had Walt Whitman and Mark Twain and Ezra Pound. That's all we've got.
And Ezra Pound had met with some misfortune himself, didn't he, because of his great works?
Well, he suffered more than I've ever had to suffer, I must say.
Yeah.
He spent 13 and a half years in a cell at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Washington, D.C., which they would be ashamed to put the Al-Qaeda people in Guantanamo.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, anyway, you have followed in his footsteps, of course. In the book, the Federal Reserve Banking System, it was basically told to us by him, by Ezra Pound, what was going on at the time. And this is going through the Depression, the 40s, and so forth. And you lived through that era.
Oh, I lived through all of it.
Yeah. The secrets of the Federal Reserve, right?
Yes, indeed. And it is, they were secrets, but they're secrets no longer.
Well, at the time that the Fed was proposed, they had this great meeting, these international banksters, in I guess it was Jekyll Island, right?
Yeah, that was their private club.
And that was 1910, huh?
Thanksgiving week, 1910.
Wow, what a nice week.
They said that the membership of the Jekyll Island Club at that time comprised one-sixth of the wealth of the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
So these were not pikers by any means.
And no wonder they met in secret. They had something to hide, didn't they?
Well, they met there because they only had one-sixth of the wealth of the entire world, and they wanted it all. That was the whole idea.
I like the way you put that. That reminds me of...
I'm a very simplistic person.
Well, I love that. It reminds me of something Tom Anderson used to say, and that was just a few years ago, Karl Marx passed away, and he said there were very few people in attendance at his funeral. Most of our State Department people were too young to attend.
Oh, that's very good. That's a good comment.
Well, it is.
And it's so ironic because
it's true.
When FDR came into Washington in 1933, he had a totally communist administration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did, didn't he? And he boasted about that.
Oh,
by
yes.
the way.
And his purpose of his presidency was to grant official recognition to the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union was still regarded as an outlaw nation by the rest of the world.
Yeah, well, you know, that whole business about recognition is interesting, because if you go back and you study the history of extending diplomatic recognition to countries, even Woodrow Wilson himself was unwilling to do what Roosevelt was able to put across.
Oh, he wanted to, but he didn't have the power.
He was unable to get it across.
Yeah, he couldn't get it through.
Yeah, exactly. The time wasn't right. As they say, but
no,
then
it wasn't right at all.
When Roosevelt was installed as Pope or whatever, you know, he wanted to be Pope. First thing he did, one of the first things he did anyway, was to create this recognition principle, extending diplomatic recognition to Red Bolshevik Russia, and that meant that then we could deal with them on an economic, political basis, and
that
we would rescue them from their communist dictatorship. Wasn't that nice?
Well, that really appalled the rest of the world, because the rest of the world considered the Bolsheviks a bunch of thugs and murderers.
Mm. And they were.
Well, of course.
That is just unbelievable. Now, I'd like to spend a little time tonight really talking about the the Federal Reserve itself, because you have done great authorship on this subject and yeoman work. So I'd like you to take us, as they say, Eustace, on a little safari through the jungle of the Federal Reserve and tell us exactly how this whole impetus got started in 1912 and 1913, and then we'll talk about the nuts and bolts of this private central banking system. How's that?
Oh, that's fine. But, the Federal Reserve was actually passed into law by a setup, the Panic of 1907.
Mm-hmm.
They artificially injured a financial panic in 1907, and it closed down half of the banks in the United States. And so then they had a great outcry that we must have banking reform. See, these were reformers.
Oh, like the agrarian reformer Mao Zedong, huh?
Yes.
Well, my goodness.
Oh, they're going to reform things if they have to kill all the people to get it done.
Right. There you go. And prior to 1907, in the 1890s, was it, we had what was called by them the so-called silver crisis, or panic.
Oh, yes.
In the 1890s. You're familiar with that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, the monetization of silver. You know, William Jennings Bryan was the champion of that. He said, we shall not crucify mankind on a cross of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very colorful speech, but no one knows it today. They've forgotten all about it.
Can you tell us offhand, Eustace, what happened in that period of time, the late 1800s, with the banking system and the silver situation? What is it that was going on that these banks were doing to try to instigate the beginnings of the Fed?
Well, what was going on was the enthronement of the corporations at the end of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
See, even Abraham Lincoln warned against this.
Mm.
And he said it's going to enshrine all of the corporations. That's what we had. We came out of the Civil War in 1865 as a corporate state.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mussolini didn't invent a corporate state. It was invented here in the United States.
And Lincoln was opposed to this?
He went along with it to a certain extent, mm-hmm. but he didn't want them to go as far as they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he felt it was a little too much.
Yeah, the time wasn't right. It's interesting, after the assassination of Lincoln, the changes in the money system that took place, just like the assassination of JFK.
Hmm? Oh, yes, it was a duplicate thing.
Yeah.
I always said that if JFK had studied history at Harvard, when he was at Harvard, he would have known that they murdered Lincoln for printing the greenbacks, so he went and did the same thing.
Yeah, the book Lincoln Money Martyred comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great book, by the way.
It really was.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's on the ADL's hate list.
Oh, I mean, it
or
is.
Or condemnation list.
Well, you know, it's funny. The ADL is against anti-Semitism, but they're also against any criticism of bankers.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
They've
accused you of being all of these terrible things, and you've hardly ever even mentioned them.
Well, I never mentioned them at all.
Yeah. So how do you figure?
Well, they just zeroed in on me. You know, when I published my book in 1953,
mm-hmm.
the first criticism of it came right from the Anti-Defamation League, which I had never heard of at that time.
Right.
And they said that my book was virulently anti-Semitic, which absolutely mystified me, because people still, commentators and talk show hosts and so forth, call me up and they say, Eustace, they say your book is anti-Semitic, but I can't find anything anti-Semitic in it. And that's why I said, that's because there isn't anything anti-Semitic in it.
Now, when you got this information, you got the tar brush, what did you do with it? Did you contact these fine people at the ADL?
Oh, you don't have to contact them at all. They boast that they monitor people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they maintain surveillance on them. And that's what they did. They boasted that they have monitored me for the last 50 years.
Sounds like that would be a basis of a lawsuit there.
It's a violation of civil rights. If I monitor you 24 hours a day, well, you could sue me.
And the fact that they called your book anti-Semitic is...
Well, that's libelous because there was nothing in it.
And you never sued them for that, huh?
Oh, no, I never sued. I sued them finally for $100 million. But my lawsuit went before Judge Harold Green,
mm-hmm.
and Judge Harold Green was an Austrian named Heinz Grunhaus. And when he came to this country, he anglicized his name and called himself Harold Green. And he broke up AT&T, you know, wrecked our whole telephone system.
Uh-huh. That was the same gentleman, huh?
That was our Harold.
So you're saying what, that he was Jewish and he changed his name? Is that what it was?
Yes. He was an Austrian Jew named Heinz Grunhaus.
Mm.
And
mm,
I only found
that.
It in one. He gave one interview in the Washington Post in the 1940s, and He said that his name was Heinz Grunhaus, and he never gave another interview during his entire career.
Right. Okay. Interesting stuff we're digging into. The Federal Reserve, the secrets, and much more. Eustace Mullins, my guest, join us right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulent leash of this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. Would you like to know the reasons why your taxes are so high? Would you like to know what fuels inflation every time you buy? Would you like to know who takes the biggest slice out of your pie? It's the Federal Reserve, and I'm here to tell you why. It's not that complicated to explain in layman terms. When something's really rotten, it is sure to crawl with worms. And that something really rotten happened in this nation's past. It's been feeding on our prosperity until now we're sinking fast. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all.
How would you like to print up money on your very own private press and loan it out to all your friends at staggering high interest? Bet it wouldn't take too long until you own the whole neighborhood. Well, that's what the Fed's been doing since our Congress said they could. Now, our Congress shirked their duty back in December 1913. That's when the value of our money changed from gold to inky green. And when they shrugged the Constitution off, they damned this nation's fate. It was a blatant violation of Article 1 and Section 8. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. You got the FBI, the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission Agency, and they all have one thing in common, that is they're federal. But here's one thing, if you haven't guessed. There ain't anything federal about the Federal Express, and the only thing federal about the Reserve is that it's criminal! Now, if I was to tell you that we're under martial law, and there ain't no sense in waiting for the final axe to fall, and that the money that we're spending's really military script, would you say that I've gone crazy? Would you think that I've been whipped? Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. No, the Federal Reserve isn't federal.
It's just criminal
at all.
Let's just dump it. All right. Well, I was going to play just a bit of the song, but, you know, I couldn't help. I couldn't resist.
Oh, that's a terrific song.
You like that, Eustace Mullins? Yeah. Well, you know, it's catching on. A lot of people like that.
It should catch on because it's something that affects everybody.
And it sure does. Going back a little bit in history, I hadn't realized myself for a while until I discovered that Federal Reserve notes were actually declared unconstitutional, null and void by a court, by a judge.
Oh, yes.
And that judge was Martin V. Mahoney in the township of Scott County, Minnesota.
Oh,
are
I
you
remember.
Familiar?
I think they finally murdered him, didn't they?
I don't know. I really don't know. But some brilliant listener out there might be able to add some information. All I know is that this judge, ruled, and this was January 8th, I believe, or 6th, around there, 1969.
Oh, yeah.
The court had filed a notice of refusal to allow appeal with the clerk of the district court, Hugo Heritage, for the county of Scott in the state of Minnesota. Notice of refusal to allow appeal to Hugo, Henges, clerk of the district court, plaintiff, First National Bank of Montgomery, and defendant Jerome Daly. And in this, he pursuant to law, refuses to allow the appeal to the above entitled action, refuses to make entry of such allowance in the undersigned a docket. This whole business of the Federal Reserve System is detailed in this particular treatise, if you will, on the subject. And I want to get into it when we come back from the break. We still have a few seconds or a minute, but it's very important to note that all of these people, whether they be judges, presidents, economists who've stood in the way of this system, seem to have met with misfortune one way or another, Eustace. You know?
Well, they really disappeared from history.
And they very, very seldom have ever been mentioned.
Not at all.
By anyone in the media who would not have the courage to mention them in the first place, but if they did, they too would find out there's a new job, and their job is in the basement collecting papers and filing them away.
But there's an opera side to this, because everyone who voted for the Federal Reserve System had a very enormous boost to their political career in Washington.
Well, I'll bet they did, huh? All right, we'll talk about that and much more coming up. Eustace Mullins, economist, author, and one heck of a patriot. Rick Adams, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back with Eustace Mullins. And what I was referring to, Eustace, a moment or so ago, was this notice of refusal to allow an appeal in this case having to do with the Federal Reserve System. And apparently, very interesting, the legalese, I don't want to bore people with all of the, you know, the specifics of it because it can go on and on and on. But it is interesting to note that Martin V. Mahoney was the justice of the peace, Credit River Township, Scott County, Minnesota. And he has said that he was bound by his oath to support the Constitution of the United States and the laws passed pursuant thereto, and the Constitution and laws of Minnesota, not in conflict therewith. This is an important case to both parties and involves issues apparently not previously decided before. So he was breaking some new ground here, Eustace.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Were you chatting with someone?
Oh, I have a friend here. Dan Haley wrote The Politics of Medicine. It's a very good book.
Very good. Well, we'll have to have him say hello then.
Oh, yes, we'll do that.
All right. Dan, how are you?
He's just coming back from his place in St. Lawrence River, Canada.
Oh,
he's
not
by to see me.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for him. And he's going to be enjoying what we'll be talking about tonight. Maybe we'll have him on the program.
Well, I think
about
you
the
should.
Politics
because,
of medicine. Yeah.
His book, The Politics of Medicine, is being quite widely sold.
Great. Love to have it on. Love to have him on. Definitely. We'll talk to my producer, get the information at the end of the show, and we'll do that. We'll contact Dan. But anyway, this court was determined to, obey the Constitution. As he said, here's a justice of the peace, and he was saying that he has no choice but to live by the every word of the Constitution. And, that's exactly what he did. And, of course, he did have problems after that, as you know.
Oh, he certainly did have problems. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every public servant in the United States takes an oath not to defend America or to defend the United States, but they take an oath to defend the Constitution.
Ha, ha, ha. What a laugh.
But they not only don't defend it, they don't even pay any attention to it.
Well, I really don't think most have ever even read it, to be honest.
No, they don't. They haven't read it.
They've heard about it. Yeah, they've heard about it. They've referred to certain specific sections of it out of context. They've mangled it and perverted it beyond any belief. So it is a waste of time, and that's what the Supreme Court debate is all about, too, about who the next justice will be. It matters not whether he's conservative or liberal, as long as he is not a constitutionalist. If he's a constitutionalist, then he must be shot down before he can be given a chance to be elevated to that post. But anyway,
Mr. Powell was indicted for treason by the United States because he defended the Constitution.
Say that again,
Mr. Powell was charged with treason by Alger Hiss because he defended the Constitution.
Oh, Alger Hiss. Now, there was a great American.
Well, he knew treason when he saw it.
Yeah. He looked in the mirror and blinked, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So that's the and poor Ezra paid a price for all that he did.
Well, he paid a terrible price, 13 and a half years, and what he called the zoo, and he called it the hellhole.
Mm-hmm.
It was both.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a description of Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, now this Federal Reserve system that was concocted in 1910 and then foisted upon the people in 1913, and, of course, along with it came the income tax and the direct election of U.S. senators, right?
Oh, yes, indeed.
So this was the beginning of a real revolution to destroy a republic.
It was, indeed. Because look at the kind of senators we have since they changed the method of electing senators.
Oy vey.
They've totally changed.
Well, all they do is look at behind them, over their shoulders, and pander to the public. And many of these people don't even not even citizens now voting. So they look at who can promise more and who can outdo the next guy or gal in turning us into a dictatorship. You know, there is no federal restraint anymore.
Oh, they absolutely
just,
none.
You know, turned the Constitution on its head, and these people, all of them, as far as I'm concerned, all of them should meet with the same fate as those people, the hoods, in the St. Valentine's Day massacre. In the station, fire them right up against the wall. As far as I'm concerned, we do need an all-night firing squad.
And
I would support that wholeheartedly. Because here they are, taking an oath, as you say, to uphold something and then violating it just as soon as they've taken the oath. Incredible.
Well, they don't even know most of the time that they are violating it.
Well, the thing is, that's even worse than knowingly doing it, I suppose.
Oh, certainly it is.
You know, to be ignorant and in the dark and not want to know, because then it will require more responsibility, I suppose.
Yeah, because they should not even be holding out office if they don't know what their responsibilities are.
No, absolutely not. And, the intricate nature of banking prior to the Federal Reserve System, these bought and paid for economists, as you've said, you know, they rewarded people now who supported the Fed. So Harvard, Yale, all these big colleges had their schools that were actually funded largely by powerful interests like the Rothschilds and Warburg. They had through fronts and set up tax-exempt foundations and then financed these departments, set up the chairmanship of the Department of Economics at some of these so-called prestigious universities. So, in essence, they were bought and paid for to peddle the Federal Reserve macro-microeconomic line, right?
Oh, well, yeah. George F. Baker, who was J.P. Morgan's partner in the First National Bank, George F. Baker gave $25 million and set up the Harvard School of Business in 1920. One man put up the money for the entire school.
Mm-hmm. And they did it at Princeton also.
Oh, Princeton,
and
Yale, same thing.
You know, and the of course, the London School of Economics and Lord Keynes and the rest of them, you know. What a crowd of corrupt individuals.
Well, it was really quite a fraternity.
It was, wasn't it? And this is where you get into the Illuminati and the Knights Templar, and you get into all these secret societies, you know, and that you're involved in reading about, and you've read about, written about quite a bit yourself. So,
well, it's like the Bohemian Club in California, you know.
Right, right, the Bohemian Grove. Well, exactly. Now, we've established that this system was born out of secrecy, this Federal Reserve System, came out of nowhere, supposedly, and it created the first depression.
Oh,
the first major
indeed.
Depression. And how did it do that? Let me ask you the nuts and bolts now, because Eustace, you're great in economics. How did it create, just a few years after it was established, the worst depression ever in this country?
Well, it was done very simply. They simply raised the rates on short-term loans on Wall Street. And that caused the great crash of 29,
mm-hmm.
because nobody could meet their loans.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, wages had been artificially high, I believe. They'd been inflated, and prices were falling, and, of course, you had unemployment as a result. And the solution then was that, you know, of course, capitalism had failed, you know, and good old FDR came in and told us, we've got to take all your gold, because that would be suicide. That would help to destroy our nation, and we want to save it. So all of a sudden, as we were pointing out last night on the program with Jeff Bennett, Roosevelt came along and said, we've got to steal your money. Well, he didn't say steal. He said, we're going to help save America from financial collapse.
Well, he said we're going to confiscate the gold.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wouldn't use the word steal.
He didn't use the
confiscate. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
His administration did. And then resold the gold to Europe. Now, of course, that's nothing new. These people have been doing this for years, and yet these people are still lionized to this very day. Eustace, Roosevelt and company saved us from economic collapse, brought us out of the Depression, and won the wonderful war.
Oh, indeed they did. But after all, these people, these philanthropists, are the people who endow our universities and our churches and our schools and our hospitals.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
With all of their profits, with a small part of their profits, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, before the Fed, we had this, you know, occasional corrections, if you will, the silver, the orchestration of the market through various and sundry government and banking actions in the 1890s, you know. In the 1890s, actually, that there was a time when we had what was called as the Billion-Dollar Congress. I don't know if you remember.
No, I don't remember that term.
They called it the Billion-Dollar Congress because Congress actually raised and spent $1 billion. And that was it. No deficits, nothing. And that was in the 1890s. Can you imagine the whole federal budget, $1 billion, in a little over a century or so ago? And now look at it.
Oh, good gosh, it's gone through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. And all of it under the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
All of it under this great stewardship of these endowed men who are endowed with almighty knowledge of everything, trying to prevent us from losing our shirts. And yet that's exactly what they've done. They sold us a bill of goods.
The campaign for the Federal Reserve System, one of the great marketing programs of that was they wanted an elastic currency.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got one.
Well, you know what you can do with elastics.
Well, yeah, it can stretch it out infinitum.
Unbelievable, Eustace. This is just incredible.
Yeah, they were very forthright about it. They said, we have got to have an elastic currency.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, there was the other school. There were the honest economists, the Austrian school, as it was known. You had von Mises, Ludwig von Mises.
Oh, yes.
And great men like Henry Hazlitt and other people.
Oh, Hazlitt was a great guy.
Yeah, and he spelled it out. You know, Economics in One Lesson was his most popular book with me. And, these guys were telling the American public, but, of course, the media wouldn't listen. They were bought and paid for by the same people. They were saying, if you don't have hard money, and you don't have a hard money currency, you're going to have total and complete upheaval. And that's exactly what they did.
Oh, yes.
So who can we blame ultimately for all of this, Eustace?
Well, Ezra Pound pointed out repeatedly that the American people simply did not understand the monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. They were never taught to understand the monetary system.
Well, what really did the American public understand? I mean, you know, you had a few people, you know, the infancy of radio that were starting to speak out, like Father Coughlin.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And I certainly don't agree with everything he said. His populism, I'm not an absolute populist. I do, you know, take a pretty much consistent right of center, more libertarian approach, but he made waves and he started rocking some boats, and they went after him hammer and tongs, and Roosevelt drove him off the air.
Oh, yeah, well, that was done through his chief advisor, Frank Cuneo, who was a very wealthy industrialist in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And Frank Cuneo went right to the Pope and ordered him to take Coughlin on the air. That's how it happened.
Did you ever meet him, Father Coughlin?
No, I didn't. I've been to his shrine at the Little Flower Church in Detroit. It's a beautiful church.
Yeah. He did speak very much about the Federal Reserve.
Oh, he did indeed.
And he exposed it and the money changers, as he said, you know. Absolutely fascinating stuff that what he was dealing with, Henry Ford, him, and others, were rocking some boats there, and they had to be silenced as they had been.
Well, they had to be silent. But, you know, Father Coughlin spoke out as a priest.
Mm.
He had a religious objection to these money changers in the temple.
Yes. And he had a tremendous following, by the way.
Oh, he did, indeed.
In this country. In fact, I remember my grandparents talking about it and how great he was to listen to. And, you know, they had ordinary common sense. And they knew they were being lied to, but they didn't exactly understand how. The American public, like, even then, the newspapers were heavily dominated and controlled by these foreign banking interests, and the newsprint was basically bought and paid for by them. So World War One came along, and the next thing you know, hey, you know, Germany attacks. Germany's a bad guy, when in fact Germany had warned all the publications about the Lusitania and what England was attempting to do.
Yeah, they took advertisements in the New York Times.
Well, they tried to take it in a number of papers, and they turned them down.
Oh, I can bet.
And they turned them down because they were owned by the Rothschilds, and they didn't want the American people to know.
The New York Times wouldn't have printed that ad today.
What's that?
The New York Times would not have printed that ad about the Lusitania today if you submitted it to them.
Mm-hmm.
They would reject it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was one more example of what happened that previous century with the lies. And again, France and England could not pay the war debt to the Rothschilds, so they had to drag America into World War One again because America could pay. America could pay the debt.
Well, they could do
war.
It through the Federal Reserve System.
Exactly.
They could not do it until 1914.
They couldn't
do it
until
then. That's why the World War I didn't start until 1914, after the Federal Reserve Act was passed.
Yeah, absolutely.
There would have been no World War I.
No, that's right. That's right. They all go hand in glove, don't they, Eustace?
They really do.
Fascinating. All right. Now, let me take a little time to ask our listeners if you'd like to join in, chime in. Here's your chance to talk to Eustace Mullins, and if you got a question or a comment, we'd love to hear it, anything at all, 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do. Dial in, 800-313-9443, and we'll put you on with Eustace Mullins. And Eustace, I know you probably haven't written a book or so in, what, a few years now, quite a few years?
Well, I'm writing all the time. I've got about 38 more books to write.
Published.
I've got to get back to work.
Have they been published?
No, these are new books. I have 38 new books to write.
38, wow.
Oh, yes.
God bless. What are the subjects?
Well, one is my autobiography, which tells how I got into all this study of the Federal Reserve System. And that's quite a story in itself.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm sure it is. And what are some of the others about? I'd like to know.
Oh, I want to do a biography of Senator Joseph McCarthy.
Good, good.
Who is one of my mentors. And I want to do a biography of a really great American who is not known at all, and that was the oil man, H.L. Hunt.
Uh-huh.
H.L. Hunt was one of the finest patriots in the United States, but he's entirely forgotten today.
Mm-hmm. Well, they associate the Hunt brothers, you know, with a bunch of scoundrels and
Silver dealing.
Right.
Well, you see, H.L. Hunt himself never had anything to do with that. That was his sons.
Right, right.
And he would never have gone into a deal like that.
No, and H.L. Hunt certainly underwrote many of the programs that were on the air in the early 60s.
Oh, he certainly did.
Yeah, like the Dan Smoot Report and others, and tried to pay to bring the light of truth to the light
of day.
Well,
Dan Smoot was one of his first proteges.
Right, right.
He financed Dan Smoot's expose of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And,
which I have and have discussed many times.
Oh, good.
Excellent stuff. All right, we'll be back with Eustace Mullins. We'll pursue this and your calls when we return. Don't be shy. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We are back now at 7 before the top of the hour. We have a bunch of phone callers waiting to talk to our guest, Eustace Mullen. So, Eustace, would you like to go right to some calls now?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Why don't we do that? All right, we got plenty of time to talk, God willing, and you just stay there and relax. All right, 800-313-9443 is the number. And first off is Dean in New York. Hello, Dean. Hello, Dean. Hi,
hello,
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Well, hello. I'd like to say hello to Eustace and also to thank him for all he's done. I think I first heard Eustace 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a wonderful American, and certainly he's one of my heroes. Eustace, I first learned about the Federal Reserve System a while ago, many years ago. I was lucky enough over the time to collect a few Series 34 notes that have the promise to pay in lawful money on it. And a lot of times I'll review things with my friends and I'll explain that to them. Eustace, could you clarify, were those notes actually redeemable in gold back in the day? And how would you actually do that?
Well, that's a good question. It did depend entirely on what time frame they were issued in, as to whether they were required to be paid in gold or not, because the notes would specify how they should be paid.
Well, I know the notes that I have are dated 34. And,
34, yes.
Yeah, and I believe they read legal tender for all debts, public and private, but then mm-hmm. the added clause, and is redeemable in mm-hmm. lawful money
right.
at the U.S. Treasury or any Federal Reserve Bank. Now, does that mean, Eustace, that a bearer of that note could actually have taken that to the Federal Reserve Bank and gotten gold for it?
Oh, yes, he could. But you see, because you were able to get gold or silver for it, most people did not do that because they considered that it was worthwhile since it was redemable in silver or gold.
They thought it was the real McCoy, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
That was real money.
That is an amazing story. I tell my friends about it, and they just are amazed. I think if the American people understood the depth of the Federal Reserve, there'd probably be a revolt the next day.
Oh, there would indeed, because what it means is that the money is worthless.
Yeah.
And no one likes that worthless money.
I would like to just say to everybody to keep your eye out. I got those notes passed to me just in normal transactions a few years ago. I think they're still out there.
Mm.
You have to look carefully on them. You'll see a difference in the color. And if you can find anything that has the promise to pay on it, I know I've got a 50, I think, and a 20. I won't ever spend them. I use them to show my
friends.
Now,
what you should do there, Dean, is go to your local bank and tell them you want to cash it in for gold.
I heard that I heard they'd be confiscated if you were to do that.
They would be totally confused by it.
They wouldn't
like
even know what you were talking about today.
Well, no, the one teller didn't, because I looked at it right away, and I could tell I said something to her and she was clueless. So I just put it away in my little safety place, and I treasure it. I won't lose it. I show it to a lot of friends.
It's a collectible now, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's like a relic of the past.
Oh, those are very collectible. Any of those old bills.
Okay, well, again,
all right,
Dean.
Thank you.
And you're a wonderful American.
We appreciate that
very
much.
Thank you very much for calling.
Amen. All right. Let's start off with Leo now in Austin. And, Leo, hi. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you doing, Rick?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to call your program. It's a great honor to speak to Eustace.
Well, thank you. I got some very good callers from Austin.
Mr. Mullins, you're a fantastic student of history. I've heard you on several programs, and I was wondering if I could just reel off a few different subjects that kind of go way back. And
sure. All right, I'll tell you what. We got the break, the music coming on. Can you hold them until 1 minute and 15 seconds from now? We'll be back to talk again with Eustace Mullins. Rick Adams, we'll be back.
And
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.